KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's 25 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call them at 641-745-5253. Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday put out a notice saying that due to the virus outbreak, the Cass County supervisors and elected county officials are advising the public of some changes they'll notice when conducting business at the courthouse. In the interest of the health of the public as well as that of county employees, these guidelines are in place effective immediately. And first, for those that are unaware, many county services can be accessed online rather than actually having to come physically to the courthouse, such as many driver's license functions, fine payments, and so on, are handled online or by mail. And they strongly encourage you to use those avenues rather than public exposure whenever possible. If you're not sure if you need to come to the courthouse, call ahead and you'll be given the status of the service that you're seeking. When entering the courthouse, as necessary, you may find that some office doors are closed with tables outside of the office. Simply knock on the door and someone will come to the door to help you. No non-essential services such as genealogy research will be accessible at the courthouse until further notice. No visitors or non-essential personnel will be allowed in the Cass County Jail. If you desire to contact a specific official or department head, go to www.atlanticiowa.com and click on the link labeled Cass County and the appropriate department head list. Clicking on the name will generate an email to that specific official, and officials at Cass County thank you for your patience and understanding during this time. Officials of the Adams County Courthouse today said for the safety and concerns of the public and our employees due to COVID-19, the Adams County Board of Supervisors will limit access by the public to the Adams County Courthouse. Beginning today, only the southwest door, which is handicapped accessible, will be open. All persons entering the building will need to check in at that point with courthouse staff, logging their names and addresses and purpose of business. You'll be directed to the office that you're needing and then instructed to return and log out. This procedure is being implemented to track exposure should that become an issue. If you're not feeling well or possibly at risk, please refrain from visiting the courthouse in Adams County. Various office staff, they said, will be more than willing to assist you by phone or email or conduct business to answer any questions you may have regarding the situation as well. Officials recommend you call or email before visiting the courthouse or the Engineer Secondary Roads Office. Their website is www.adamscountyia.com. There's also a Facebook link under this same story on our news page, and they will post other announcements and changes as needed there. If you need the Sheriff's Department, you'll use the east doors by the Sheriff's Office there in Corning. There is an intercom for you to use to speak with the deputies at 641-322-4444. Specific office instructions and contract numbers can be found in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. And the Shelby County Sheriff's Office says it's doing its part in preparing and taking precautions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, they say the Shelby County Jail has canceled all family and friend visitation, all jail programming, and all jail classes inside the facility, along with public fingerprinting, until April 6th. Officials say we will continue to monitor the situation and make changes as they arise. The goal is to return to normal visitation and jail programming as soon as possible. And they also thank you for your understanding and cooperation, as do all the government authorities. If you have any questions or concerns, you can address them to the jail administrator, Kyle Lindbergh, at 712-755-5026 there in Shelby County. LePage County Sheriff's Office Monday said also effective immediately, jail and inmate visitation will be suspended until further notice. That's being done, of course, to protect the staff and inmates from possible exposure to COVID-19. Notifications will be posted when visitation is allowed to resume. Well, Governor Reynolds on Monday announced assistance for workers and employers impacted by the layoffs related to COVID-19. The guidance includes information for employees filing for unemployment insurance claims, as well as information on programs available for employers. Iowa has incredible employers accommodating the needs of Iowans during the disruption caused by COVID-19, Reynolds said. The state of Iowa is doing everything they can to increase the process and shorten the time it will take for Iowans to receive unemployment benefits. Reynolds said all of our state agencies continue to work as one team to lessen the impact COVID-19 will have on our economy and our people. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend said IWD is taking steps to reduce the impact of these claims on employers who have had to temporarily lay off staff due to closures or slowdowns. Townsend said IWD encourages all employers to utilize paid leave and telework options for employees before utilizing temporary layoffs. Iowa Workforce Development, she says, will continue to monitor the situation, working with stakeholders, and updates will be released on their webpage. And if you are unemployed due to the COVID-19 or laid off just recently or will be, there is information on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com for you to review. $50 for a 12-pack of toilet paper. Iowans are being warned to use common sense and not to give in to ridiculous prices for products that are in high demand because of the coronavirus pandemic. Lynn Hicks, a communications director for the Iowa Attorney General's office, says they're investigating multiple reports of price gouging at Iowa stores and online retailers.
Whether it's hand sanitizer or protective masks, they're seeing high prices. You know, we encourage people to send us the information, file a complaint with us, and we'll look into it.
Iowans are warned to be on guard when they see offers for a coronavirus cure or treatment, as there are none. Iowans are also getting calls from people claiming to be with a public health organization when they're just crooks fishing for your personal information. Due to an emergency like this, Hicks says it's natural for prices on some hard-to-find items to rise, but not to the point of gouging.
Prices may be higher because sellers could incur increased costs, but when there are situations where the prices just have gone up so much and there's no other reason than somebody's trying to take advantage of a disaster, then that's when we have the ability to step in.
The state's attorney general's office has appealed to one of the world's largest online retailers over reports from Iowans about items with unreasonable prices.
We've already been in contact with Amazon, and they've removed several products and offers, and a lot of the stuff that's on there are third-party sellers who are engaged in price gouging, and so they've taken those down.
Iowans are urged to do research on any organizations or charities claiming to be raising money for victims of coronavirus by checking with groups like the Better Business Bureau. To reach the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division, go to www.iowaattorneygeneral.gov or call 888-777-4590. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.